State Affairs Committee meeting to order. We're not in teleconference right now, is that correct? Today's Friday, March 1st, 1991, it's 8:32. Members present, Representatives Spina, Moyer, Miller, and Baker. You have a quorum. Today's meeting will take up further consideration of House Bill 4 relating to the Legislative Ethics Act and further consideration of House Bill 129 relating to Public Office Compensation Commission. So what I'd like to do is take up House Bill 129 right now and act establishing Public Office Compensation Commission relating compensation of the governor, lieutenant governor, members of the legislature, heads of the principal departments, the executive branch, Supreme Court justices, judges, Court of Appeals judges, and Superior Court and District Court judges, and providing for effective date. HB 129 is sponsored by the Rules Committee and is requested by the Alaska Supreme Court. Chris, why don't you join us?
Mr. Chairman, it appears that we've had another CS before, so it's the same one that we saw at our last meeting.
No. What I've done is, I went over and had a very nice discussion with the administration, Commissioner Keller, and as you notice from their fiscal note and their position paper we have before, they do not support the bill as it was constituted. Some of the changes that in the last committee substitute was actually more objectionable. So what this committee substitute has done is reinstated department heads, because I felt like we got any chance of getting us through the executive that needed to be left in there. So that is in the title and back into the document. On page 4, starting there on the end of line 5, the commission shall submit a report on its finding every even-numbered year no later than the 60th day of the regular session. And what that does, it puts it in the middle of the second year of the session. And then on line 13, C, says the order making the changes to the compensation of public officers shall become effective of the first day of the regular legislative session afterwards. In other words, there's an election in between the time. All it does is change it from then giving the report to after the election, and then 760 days and going to effect would come before the election. And that way, if we did not disapprove it, it would become a law after the session. I don't believe there's any objection from the court system on that, is there, Chris?
No, Mr. Chairman.
And on page 5, from the original bill, we still have left out the allowances. Felt that it was not compensation, it should not be in the bill. Do you have any comments, Chris?
No, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Chris Christensen, staff counsel to the court system. We'd just like to thank the committee for your hard work on this piece of legislation. It seems that all the essential elements are intact.
In other words, the judges are all still in here.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
We won't put that in the so. Comments? No comments? My intention is to, let me tell you what my overall intention is. My intention is to pull them out of the ethics bill, all of the, everything about compensation, about pay. To go ahead and move this bill onto judiciary, to ask the judiciary to move this bill actually expeditiously to see if it has a support in the legislature, and if it does, see if it, we have the ability to get the governor to sign it, and if we do not, then we have other options if we so choose to take them in dealing with issues dealt with in this bill. Any other comments? Or? Well, I accept a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, do we need to adopt the CS?
Please.
move we adopt the 228 CS to House Bill 129, State Affairs.
Any objections? No objections, so moved.
I move the...
Representative Boyer? Moyer?
No, why don't you leave it for the record as Boyer?
Yes, he...
I move we move from committee House Bill 129, CS, State Affairs, individual recommendations, as we ask consent.
Any objections? No objections, House Bill 129 is moved with individual recommendations. Thank you, thank you.
Karen, if you have a news button, you might want to move.
I'm glad I've got one, as it kind of got.
Chairman.
Next bill on the agenda is House Bill 4. House Bill 4 establishes a comprehensive... House Bill 4 is the an act establishing a legislative ethics commission and standard of conduct for legislators, candidates for legislature, legislative employees, former legislators and employees and lobbyists, requiring financial disclosure by legislators, candidates for legislature and certain legislative employees, amending legislators' compensation and allowances, and providing for an effective date. Representative Finkelstein is not able to be with us this morning. He's out of town. I have a work session scheduled for this bill on Monday from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
That's correct.
We've had, we met on this bill last Saturday all afternoon. We have got all the way to page 3, I mean 13.
Sounds like last year.
On this bill already. What's the wish of this committee? You want to... Select through this word for word, or do you want to wait till the work session?
Mr. Chairman, this is a very complicated bill. I've been through it a lot last year. I think it's better...
I'm sorry, we are in teleconference now.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. This is a very complicated bill. I slugged through it last year. You need work sessions to do this. You really do. This is my personal opinion.
Likewise.
Sounds good to me. I think you do need to have the opportunity to do it line by line.
Well, the next meeting, House State Affairs, will be Monday, March 4th. This time we'll be taking up HJR 20 relating to consulates in Alaska and the Soviet Far East. House Bill 4 will also be on the market. There will also be a work session, or I think we call this a subcommittee work session on House Bill 4 at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and hope to be able to work on this all afternoon. Hope that many of you can get here as possible, for as long as possible.
Are there any other bills previously heard you'd like to knock out of the committee?
I don't think so.
How many bills do we have assigned now?
Too many.
We have any in particular, Tom, that you have in mind?
No. How many?
Geez, I'm
not going to have any ready to go.
A couple dozen.
We have the one that we did last last Wednesday that we spent the whole day on. We're going to try to have a subcommittee meeting on that this week also. See if we can come up with a solution to that problem. Now we have cameras in front of us. We're
here with Leslie Garden.
Leslie Garden Week's that coming up. Something else they want to do, or we want to sit here and pose for the camera, we're going to be done.